This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazi olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera gana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manero anhasi uri musi wechishanu ndira 9 2015.
Makateerera kustudio 7 nepfenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa nestudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndichiti zvino izvi zviri munhau dzedu dzanhasi.
Price pa world market ikange yakwira, ndadzika mutemo wekuti panopera masondo maviri mutengo wepetro papampu paservice station unofanira kudzika zvichienderana neprice yanga iri kwe pa world market.
Hurumende inoti makambani ari kutengesa mafuta edzimotokari anofanira kudzikisa mutengo sezviri kuitwa pasi rose.
Mapurisa anoenderera mberi achityora bumbero remitemo nekuputsira vanhu dzimba kumazoe kuti amai Mugabe vatore purazi.
Mitemo yakatyorwa agent chamber application iri kutaura kuti mutemo chikamu chemutemo checonstitution section 74, the right not to be arbitrarily evicted without a court order.
Magweta ari kumirira vagari vekumanzou kumazove kuendesa mamwe makurukota kumatare nekuzvidza mutongo wedare.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemusoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi ichiuya kwamuri ichibva kuno kustudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Bazi rehurumende rinoona nezvemhando dzemoto rinoti makambani ose ari kutengesa mafuta anofanira kuadzikisa nekuti mutengo wemafuta pasi rose waderera zvakanyanya kutanga muna chikumi gore rapera. Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya inotevera.
Gurukota rinoona nezvemhando dzemoto vaSamuel Undenge vanoti mutengo wemafuta wakadzika zvikuru pamusika wepasi rose, nekudaro vanotengesa mafuta munyika vanofanira kudzikisa mitengo. Mutengo wemafuta pamisika yepasi rose yadzika nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana kubva mwedzi mitanhatu yapfuura. VaUndenge vaudza vatori venhau muHarare nhasi kuti vemakambani anotengesa mafuta edzimotokari vanofanira kunge vadzikisa mitengo yepeturu nedhiziri musi wa14 ndira usati wadarika, uye vati vachatora matanho akaomarara kumakambani anenge asina kudzikisa mutengo uyu.
Price pa world market ikange yakwira, ndadzika mutemo wekuti panopera masondo maviri mutengo wepetro papampu paservice station unofanira kudzika zvichienderana neprice yanga iri kwe pa world market. Muno muZimbabwe petro yedu mafuta yedu tinovatenga kubvaira kuMozambique, mutengo unenge uchichajiwa mutengo wekubvaira. Saka ndiri kutarisira kuti panotengwa oil kubhaira inozotanga kuuya muno nepipe yozoenda pamarket, 2 weeks inofanira kunge yapera. Saka saminister weenergy ndatora matanho ekuti panopera 2 weeks idzodzo price inofanira kunge yaita sei yachinja pamarket.
VaUndenge vatiwo vemakambani anotengesa mafuta kune veruzhinji vanofanira kuzokwidza mitengo yepeturu nedhiziri mushure memasvondo maviri kana mitengo iyi yakwira pamisika yepasi rose.
Inokwanisa kudzika price yekubhaira ichikwanisa kukwira, ndozvimwe chete.
Pari zvino makambani anotengesa peturu anoti haasati adzikisa mitengo yepeturu nedhiziri achiti achiri kutengesa mafuta akatenga mitengo isati yadzika pamisika yepasi rose. Asi VaUndenge vati zvinotora masvondo maviri chete kuti makambani apedze kutengesa mafuta anenge ahodha. Pari zvino peturu iri kutengeswa ne$1.50 parita rimwe chete, uye dhiziri iri kutengeswa ne$1.40 parita rimwe chete. VaUndenge vati kana makambani anotengesa mafuta akadzikisa mitengo, peturu Bhaturu inogona kudzika kusvika pamari isingadarike $1.20 parita rimwe chete. Pavabvunzwa kuti sei mutengo wepeturu uchiramba uri pamusoro, iyo peturu yacho yave kusanganiswa neethanol inogadzirwa muno, vaUndenge vati chinokonzera izvi inyaya yekudhura kunoita kutakura peturu yacho kubva kwainosanganisirwa kuenda kune veruzhinji.
Tine formula yatinoshandisa muno tichitarisa makosi edu. Nofunga pane nyaya yatingati yatinoti competitiveness. Nofunga munonzwa zvichitaurwa kana naminista wekuindustry kuti makosi edu ekuindustry ari haya muno muregion.
Zvichakadai, nyanzvi munyadze zveupfumi dzinoti mitengo yezvinhu inotarisirwa kudzikawo muzvitoro kana mitengo yemafuta ichinge yadzikiswa. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Tichiri panyaya, tabatawo sachigaro weLong Distance Bus Operators Association mudunhu reManicaland varizve nhengo yeCentral Committee yeZANU-PF vaisawo mupfumi kuti tinzwewo divi ravo.
So welcome the comment by the minister to allow my traders fuel kuti vadzikise fuel price nekuti world market fuel yakaderera. Saka na yaderera we should also get the benefit kuni isusu ma consumers. Pa inokwira paya ichingokwira uko vakati vatomboita replenish ma stocks avanenge vaanawo vanenge vatotikwidzira kudhara immediately. But iwo manje zvikanzi yadzikiswa vachitenga yakadzika vanovamba vakakwiza vachiita ma huge profit. Saka tiona vanenge vachibira vanhu pachena. What they are supposed to do is to reduce the price in line with the world market.
Muri kutarisira kuti inodzikiswa kusvika papi chaizvo?
Tanga tichingotiwo vanongo scale down in view of all the buys, the fuel nema markups avo zvichingoti zvingorana itandem pane kuti varambe vakangoita hang up nema high prices.
Asi imi sevanhu vanoita basa rekutakura vanhu munenge modzikisawo here mari dzinobhadharwa nevanhu mumabhazi?
Isu kubva pakakwira mutengo wefuel hatinambobvira takakwidza mabhazi. Takangoramba tina price yekudhara. Saka tichangoramba tina price yekudhara nekuti nemovement yeus dollar tikakwidza mune muzimbabwe hamuna change yemasmall money. Saka tikakwidza kuti masenzi aya anenge akwira aya tinoshupika nechange. Saka takangoramba tiri pasame price tichirana zvedu slightly at a loss.
Asi iro basa racho rekutakura vanhu riri kufambawo zvakanaka here muzimbabwe muvamupfumi?
Basa rekutakura vanhu riri kufamba zvakanaka. Mabhazi tiri kumaona manyowani ari kubva kuchina, maitong buses. Makambanis angadyadza mabhazi muno muzimbabwe mostly ava undercapitalized because of the liquidity crisis nemasanctions amuri kutorova navo kwamuri kuoko nekuti takatora minda yedu zviri pamutemo. Asi isusu muno muzimbabwe zviri kutifambira tongoramba takadaro takashingirira.
Avo vanga vari sachigaro weLong Distance Bus Operators Association mudunhu reManicaland vaisawo mupfumi vanovawo nhengo yeCentral Committee yeZANU-PF vari parunare vari kwaMutare.
Magweta ari kumirira vamwe vagari mazana maviri vari papurazi reManzou kuMazowe mudunhu reMashonaland Central rinonzi riri kuda kutorwa nemudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe aendesa makurukota ehurumende maviri kudare repamusoro achivapomera mhosva yekuzvidza dare. Kunyange dare rainge razivisa gore rapera kuti vanhu ava vasabviswa papurazi ravainge vagara kubva muna 2000 vasina kumwe kwekuendeswa, mapurisa anonzi ari mushishi kuita izvi.
Vaendeswa kudare igurukota rezvemukati menyika vaKembo Mohadi, gurukota rinoona nezveminda vaDouglas Mombeshora uye mukuru wemapurisa vaAugustine Chihuri. Hatina kukwanisa kubata vatatu ava kana kuti tinzwewo divi remapurisa kana raamai Mugabe. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata gweta revarimi vari kubviswa ava vatonderai Bhatasara vanoshandawo nesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights.
Ndinoda kuzivisa vateereri kuti takwanisa kuti masikati anhu tafaila kumatare makuru eHigh Court muno muHarare maapplications mairi. Yekutanga iapplication yecondemned of court yekuti marespondents ari kunzi akashora dare nekutyora zvakange zvagurwa nedare reHigh Court maererano nevanhu vekuArnold Farm. Application yechipiri ndeye kumisa mapurisa kuti vasarambe vachiita zvavari kuita izvi yaunzwawo nevamwe maapplicants ari separate from vamwe vakaenda kukoti gore rakapera. Saka maapplications andinodaira kuti achazosevwa mamwe achanogona kusevwa nhasi, mamwe achanogona kusevwa mangwana kana kuti mandi, asi ndinodaira kuti tinogona kubudirira.
Mungatiudza kuti muri kuti kudii chaizvo mumapepa enyu aya, ndeipi mitemo yakatyorwa?
Mitemo yakatyorwa agent chamber application iri kutaura kuti mutemo chikamu chemutemo checonstitution section 74, the right not to be arbitrarily evicted without a court order. Wakatyorwa iwoyo, uye kodzero yevanhu vaenda kudare uyu ava nemaererano nepekugara, right to dignity, right to privacy, right to water and shelter. Idzodzo ikodzero dzese dzaputswa maererano nekuputswa kwedzimba dzavo nekuputswa kwezvinhu zvavo.
Ndianani vamakwidza kumatara apa vabhatasara?
Kudare tamhangarira minista wehome affairs anove ndiye ari responsible nemapurisa, uye commissioner general wemapurisa anove ndiye the commander wemapurisa, uye minister of lands and rural settlement vanove ndivo minista vari responsible nezvekugariswa patswa kwevanhu.
Gweta revamwe varimi vari kubviswa nechisimba kumazoe vatonderai bhatasara vanoshandawo nesangano reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vari parunare muHarare. Tabatawo mumwe wevanhu vari kubviswa papurazi apa vaMishik Madamombe, tikavabvunza kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei nhasi.
Nhasi yauya achiyauya mapurisa etamazoe vachiuya kuzokotsa kukaza futi dzimba idzodziya yakutiita kwavakaita mihuro, vamwe vacho vanga vashandisa mayuti kana vaitora zvinhu zvedu vachibva vati kana pavachapamba vanotora kana ivenimunhu unenge wachizawo sekuti unenge uchitya vaitora zvimwe zvinhu mari nezvimwe zvakadaro kana even mazaitaivo vaitora. Pane dhihora ravakatopa nyaranda rine 5 dzechibage vakatora henge dzekuteka ipapo vakatora nemazaiudzaadzikandi.
Saka mamhangara here kumapurisa kuti ndo zvimwe zvakaitika?
Tiri kunoita kuti timhangare mapurisa acho ndiwayo acho, nekuti ukasika pa mapurisa ipapo unobva watosuka. Saka kuti izvoni kuti mapurisa ivavo ndo vakasangana nemaviti vachiita basa rinechetere, saka ndovatinofanirwa kuti tiripoti ivo varinozi vari kufara mhosva yacho.
Nezuro manga mati vati vari kutanga kuzotakura vanhu vanenge vachiri papurazi apa, vatanga kuita here izvi?
Havana kuzotanga kutakura bhatiri komisheni yatuzinda ndeyekuti Griffin Gaba ari kupinda umomo musi wa 15 achida kuona kuti munenge musisina vanhu zvirimwa zvedu kwetiya, handi ndiye ari kumapurazi. Komisheni yatuzinda yakuburikidza naiwo mapurisa vacho vanenge vachifamba.
Saka matikawo yamapurisa ekumazoe nhasi vanga vakawanda zvakadii?
Vauya nhasi vanga vari 60.
Vanga vachienderera mberi nekuputsa zvinhu?
Vanga vachienderera mberi zvekuti pari zvino vatori pakati.
Saka vanhu vari kugara pai vamwe vakatoputsirwa dzimba kara?
Hatingogara panze ipapo, nekuti ukawanisa ine chiplastic tinongoratidza kuti apa ndo paunenge wabuka nhasi, nekuti warara ipapa nevana vanobva vatora chinhu ichocho vachipika, vachibva vatokuyambira futi iwe utozosunga, zvekuti vamwe varume vanotogara vasika dzimba kana vaakusika nekuti vanenge vachifira kusunga, nekuti vakatombosunga vamwe varume vakaita tisi vari mistake.
Purazi renyu iri riri kure zvakadii nepurazi ramai Mugabe?
Akatongobatana muganhu idhamu.
Ko, ndiani ari kugara paimba yakasiyiwa nemurungu?
Imba yakasiyiwa nemurungu vanhu vari kushandisa kana mutiziva inezi bufingo iyo inoita nezvemayogadhi futi vanhu vachiva vanenge vachiita nezvemayogadhi iyo masupervisor yacho nevamwe vakadaro ndo vari kushandisa imba iyo.
Uyo angari mumwe murimi ari kudzingwa kumazoe vaMishek Madamombe vachitaura vari parunare vari kumazoe kwakare. Direct from Washington, the voice
of America, VOA. Nekuona kuparara kwaita migwagwa nekuda kwemvura iri kunaya zvakasimba uye migwagwa isiri kugadzirwa, bato rinopikisa reTransform Zimbabwe rinoti rakazvipira kuita basa rekuvhara makomba aya anonzi ave kuita kuti kufamba mumigwagwa mizhinji yemumaguta emunyika kuite semunhu anofamba netsoka mumunda une mafeso. Mutungamiri weTransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngarivhume vanoti ivo nenhengo dzebato ravo vakatotanga nekugadzira imwe nzvimbo inonzi yakashata zvikuru mumugwagwa wechitungwiza Harare, uye vari kuronga kupinda muguta reHarare svondo rinouya. vangari vume vanoti nengo dzebato ravo mativi mana yenyika dzinenge dzichingoita basa irimwe chete iroro mumigwagwa yakasiyana siyana matunha avanogara. Vanotiwo sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe havadi kutanga vavana mvumo kubva kuboka rinoona nezvemigwagwa yose yemunyika reZimbabwe National Roads Administration kana kuti ZINARA kana kubva kumakanzuru. Studio 7 yakundikana kunzwa divi reZinara kanawo kanzuro yeguta reHarare panyaya iyi. Asi meya weHarare vaBernard Manyenyeni vakazivisa paFacebook page yavo nezuro kuti vakanga vaita musangano nasachigaro weboard reZinara vaAlbert Mugabe pamusoro pedambudziko remakomba ari mumigwagwa, uye vaMugabe vanonzi vakavimbisa kuti vachatarisa nyaya iyi sechimbi chimbi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navangari vume pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Takati sisebato migwagwa yedu tarisai yakaipa, yakaipa zvakanyanyisa. Vanhu vari kuita tsaona mumigwagwa vachifa. Ukuoboka reZinara rinofane kuti ringe richigadzirise migwagwa iyi pamwe chete nekanzuro havasi kuita basa iroro, vari kungotora mari vasingagadziri migwagwa. Saka isu takati sebato ngatiite zvimwe zvinhu zvatinokwanisa pane kuti timirire utungamiriri, nekuti utungamiriri hwatadza kuzviita utungamiriri hwenyika. Saka isu savanhu ngatiwane zvetingaita. Ndo patakati aiwa ngatitsvage masports akadaro akaipa kudaro tosvika togadzirisa mugwagwa kuti zviite zvakanaka. Saka takatanga nepachenhamo ipapo petakaenda painoitike maaccident zvakanyanya rodhi inoende kuchitungiza, tabva tapagadzira kuti maaccident anga achiitikapo amire zvakanaka.
Mune mamwe maguta amuchapinda here kana mimwe migwagwa yamuchaenda kunogadzira?
Ini saPresident weTransform Zimbabwe ndakaudza nhengo dzedu dzose nyika yose pari zvino tine nhengo dzinodarika 200,000. Tikati pindai munzvimbo dzenyu mukaona pasina kuita zvakanaka gadzirisai, ende vanhu vari kutogadzirisa. Ini pachangu ndichabatana nevamwe zvakare muHarare musi wechipiri kana chitatu togadzirazve dzimwe nzvimbo kunze kwei takatogadzira iyoyo pakati pechitungidza neHarare. Iko zvino pakufamba kwandiri kuita ndiri kutendera ndichisangana nevatsigiri vedu. Ndakanga ndiri kuHonde Valley, nhasi ndandiri kuwatsomba. Pari zvino ndiri kuende kuBhikita. Tese kwendiri kusvika ikoko tiri kuona vatsigiri vedu vari munzvimbo dzavanogona kukwanisa kuti vagadzirise.
Vazhinji vangada kuziva kuti munotanga makumbira mvumo here kukanzuru kana kuZinara kuti munge muchiita basa iri?
Hatikumbiri, tinongotaurirana sevagari venzvimbo dzedu tobva tagadzirisa. Nekuti tinoona kuti tikumbire kana kanzuru dzemaruwa tinotoona kuti ndo vacho vasikana kutombogadzirise nzvimbo idzi. Saka isu takati kuti aiwa ngatitore tizviise mumaoko edu sevagari venyika yedu yeZimbabwe.
Vanga vari mutungamiri webato reTransform Zimbabwe vaJacob Ngari Vume vari parunare kuBhikita neStudio 7.
Makateerera kunefenyuro yenyu yeStudio 7 tiri kutefenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC. Munokwanisawo kutinzwa padandemutande redu repaintaneti rinoti www.voashona.com. Zvakare website yedu www.voashona.com.
Vateereri, musakanganwe kuti munokwanisa kutibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 12080 ne15455 kHz pa shortwave.
Tinodawo kuzivisai kuti chirongwa chenyu chava neFacebook page. Endai pa www.facebook.com/voa.shona. Tinodzokorera zvakare Facebook page yedu www.facebook.com/voa.shona.
Yasvika nguva yekuti timbotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Totanga nekutarisa muFrance. Mashoko atiri kutambira anoti varume vaviri vanova mukoma nemunin'ina vakaita mabasa eugandanga muFrance vakauraya vanhu gumi nevaviri vaurayiwa nemapurisa pedyo neguta guru renyika iyi reParis.
Sangano rinorwira kodzero dzevanhu muBritain rinonzi Syrian Observatory for Human Rights rinoti vanhu vanosvika zviuru zviviri nezana rimwe chete vemuSyria vakaurayiwa vari mumajeri vachiitwa zvekafira mberi.
Vakuru vakuru vehurumende muIndonesia vanoti vanenge vanzwa michina yavo ichiunza masaisai epanenge pakawira muchina unotapa mashoko ekudonha kwendege kana kuti black box. Ndege Air Asia Flight 8501 yakadonha mugungwa reJava musi wa28 zviita. Kutsvagwa kwevanhu vainge vari mundege iyi kuri kuendererawo mberi. Pari zvino kwaonekwa mitumbi yevanhu makumi mana nevasere pavanozana nemakumi matanhatu nevaviri vainge vari mundege iye.
Akateerera kustudio 7 munotibata pa 909 am 4930 kana pa 12080 nepa 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave. Munokwanisawo kutibata pa channel zim muchishandisa decoder reWisdom kubva pa 9 pm kusvika 11 pm. Kana muri pa Wisdom, tsvagai channel yakanzi CHZim. Kana muri kunetsekana kuibata, dzimai decoder renyu kwekanguva moribatidza zvakare, mosikana zvakare, kuitira kuti munyatsotibata pachannel CHZim. Channel Zim inotererwa nguva dzose pasatellite TV, pasmartphone nepaindernet pa www.channelzim.net.
Makateerera kustudio 7 munotibata pa 909 am pa 4930 kana pa 12080 ne 15455 kilohertz pa shortwave.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi dzinoti zvichatora nguva kuti vanhu vane mari dzavo mubhanga rakavharwa reAllied Bank vapiwe mari dzavo kana kuti vakwanise kuwana mari dzose. Bhanga iri rakavharwa nebhanga guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe richinzi riri kutaritarika zvakanyanya. Gurukota rinoona nezvekutakurwa kwezvinhu vaObert Mpofu ndivo vainge vaine zvikamu zvakawanda mubhanga iri. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata imwe nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi ichishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara tikavabvunza nezvemamiriro akaita zvinhu mumabhanga muZimbabwe.
Tatagara tambozvinzwa tingati tanyaushamisika. Matambudziko anga aripo ndee undercapitalization. I think one of my problems non-performing loans. Saka I think inyaya tatambonzwa zvedu even though zvakazokonfirmwa nezuro. But tatambozvinzwa.
Mungatitsanangurire kuti kana bhanga ravharwa sei zvaitwa bhanga iro riri, vanhu vanga vakaisawo mari dzavo mubhengi imomo vanodziwana sei?
Nemazvo zvinoitika muZimbabwe tine inonzi Deposit Protection Board. Mabhanga ese anokurudzirwa kuinsure madeposits ese ne Deposit Protection Board. Saka zvinozoita ndezvekuti panozoitwa vanhu vanga vaine mari mubhanga iro vanozokompensetwa through insurance yanga yaitwa nebank kuDeposit Protection Board. Saka ungu inenge risiri mari yakawanda steric but pane some form of compensation inoitwa. Inonyanyawo benefita masmall depositors nekupesa vanenge vachipiwa mari yakafanana. Kana wangu wakaisa mari sei 500,000 neumwe anga akaisa 1,000 nese muno vanozotitemaina mari inopiwa madepositors ese. Saka I think ndo process ichaitwa iyo.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezveupfumi vachishanda nesangano reLabour and Economic Development Research Institute of Zimbabwe vaProsper Chitambara vari parunare muHarare.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo. Zvinhu zvinonzi zvaita manyama amire nerongo muboard reZimbabwe National Boxing Control Board zvotarisirwa kukanganisa mutambo uyu. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotitaurira kuti zvii chaizvo zviri kunetsa uye zvinhu zvauya sei.
Bhodhi iri ratarisana nedambudziko guru mushure mekunge rasara nenhengo ina chete idzo dzisingatenderwi pamutemo kuita musangano mushure mekuregedza basa kwemunyori mukuru vaGilbert Munetsi pamwe nemurayiridzi ane mukurumbira vaEddie Hammond. Vamunetsi vakaregedza basa vachinyunyuta nenyaya yekushayikwa kwerutsigiro kubva kuhurumende vachiti ivo vaive vamboshingirira vachitarisira kuti zvinhu zvichashanduka asi izvi hazvina kuitika. Bhodhi iri rakagadzwa riine vanhu vapfumba mune vaimbo vegurukota rezvedzidzo tsika nemagariro vaDavid Kota musi wa31 Ndira mugore ra2013 richipiwa basa rekusimudzira tsiva muZimbabwe kusvika pamusorosoro muAfrica sezvaive makore apfuura. Mutemo weZimbabwe National Control Board Act uri pachena kuti nhengo shanu chete kana dzinodarika ndidzo dzinokwanisa kuita musangano kana uchinge wadaidzirwa. Kunze kwavamunetsi navaHammond, dzimwe nhengo mbiri vafarai muchena navaAlexander Kwangwari vakabviswa nemhaka yekusauya kumusangano vasina kuzivisa vamwe sezvinodiwa pamutemo. Vamuchena, vanove chiremba, vanga vachitadza kupinda misangano iyi mushure mekupiwa basa guru raChief Executive Officer wekambani yePremier Medical Aid Society vachitsiva vakadzingwa basa vaCuthbert Duve. Imwe nhengo yeboard iri vachauzimba avo vaimboshanda mumahofisi egurukota redzidzo, mitambo, tsika nemagariro havana kumbobvira vapinda mumisangano kubvira board iri zvarakagadzwa. Izvi zvave kureva kuti nhengo dzasara mubhodhi iri ndisachigarwa po nenjerama, mutevedziri wavo amai Lorraine Muringi pamwe navaPatrick Mukondiwa namuzvare Tsitsi Muzuva. Asi mutemo weZimbabwe National Control Board Act uri pachena kuti nhengo shanu chete kana dzinodarika ndidzo dzinokwanisa kuita musangano kana uchinge wadaidzirwa. Amai Muringi, avo vakafanira kubata basa reanotaura akamirira bhodhi iri, vanobvuma kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka mubhodhi ravo, vachiwedzera ivo kuti vari kutarisira kusangana kupera kwemwedzi uno kuti vaone kuti vanozvifambisa sei. Vachitaura vari kuAmerica uko, vakaenda kumusangano weWorld Boxing Council Convention. Amai Muringi vanoti vari kuronga kusangana negurukota rezvemitambo, tsika nemagariro vaAndrew Langer kuti nyaya iye bhodhi iyi igadziriswe. Bhodhi remutambo wetsiva rakangofanana nemabhodhi ese ari pasi pehurumende zvekuti vatungamiri vavo vanodomwa negurukota rinenge rakavamirira. Amai Muringi vanoti ivo vari kudzoka muZimbabwe pakati pandira vachiti vari kumbotora nguva ino kushanyira hama neshamwari idzo vakapedzisira kuona kare. Amai Muringi, avo vanobva kuAmerica, ihanzvadzi yavaSeul Mambi, avo vakambotora mukombe World Boxing Council weuremu wemiddleweight. Vane njerama avo vari kuAmerica zvekare kuHorodhi nemhuri yavo vanoti vachakwanisa chete kutaura nezvemamiriro ebhodhi ravo mushure mekunge vapedza hurukuro navaLanga. Mutambo wetsiva wadzikira zvikuru muZimbabwe zvekuti hakusi kurongwa mitambo yekuedza kusimudzira mutambo uyu zvekare. Chokwadi, vakuru vanoti matakadya kare haanyaradzi vana. Kare mutambo uyu waive nemukurumbira paine vatambi vetsiva vakaita saKilimanjaro, Langton Schoolboy Tinago, Ringo Starr, Black Tiger, Alfonso Mosquito zvenyika nevamwewo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM nasi, toda kuti imi vateereri mutiudze zviri pamoyo penyu uye zvamunoda kuti munge muchinzwa pano pa Studio 7.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei ma text message pa number dzinoti 001 202 465 0318, muchitudza namba dzenyu kuti vatu tigo kufonerai.
Munogonawo kufona pa number dzinoti 1 202 617 2077 kuti mutaure pa Live Talk.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Hurumende inoti makambani ari kutengesa mafuta edzimotokari anofanira kudzikisa mutengo sezviri kuitika pasi rose.
Mapurisa anoenderera mberi achityora kodzero dzevanhu pamwe nebumbiro remitemo nekuputsira vanhu dzimba kuMazowe kuti mudzimai wemutungamiri wenyika amai Grace Mugabe vatore rimwe purazi.
Magweta ari kumirira vagari ava anoti aendesawo makurukota ehurumende maviri kumatare nenyaya yekuzvidza mutongo wedare.
Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, nichiti murayiro zvakanaka vateereri.
Neni wenyu Blessing Zulu, ndokusiya mina ndimi yake Mwakalielie naJonga.
Thank you, Blessing, and welcome, Jimiake. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January the 9th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri.
And this is Ndimiake Mokalialie.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The government has ordered fuel traders to reduce the price of fuel, citing a drop of oil prices on the international market.
Our own fuel prices on the market have not gone down that much in tandem with crude oil prices, but should, however, go down to levels that reflect crude oil prices.
Villagers facing eviction from a Mazoe farm to pave way for First Lady Grace Mugabe's projects have filed charges of contempt of court against some top government officials and police commissioner Augustine Chihuri.
So we have managed to allege, and we will be able to prove before the court all the requirements for contempt of court. And in relation to the agent chamber application, we made the allegations that it's unconstitutional what is being done.
And the shutdown of local banks worries Zimbabweans.
The government has ordered fuel traders to reduce the price of fuel, citing a drop of oil prices on the international market. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Energy and Power Development Minister Samuel Undenge issued the directive Friday, saying oil prices have dropped by almost 50% on the world market. Since June last year, crude oil prices on the international market have gone down from $118.18 to $71.83 per barrel. Undenge told a news conference in Harare today that all fuel traders should reduce fuel prices by January 14th, adding that the government will take stern measures against dealers who would have defied the directive.
Our own fuel prices on the market have not gone down that much in tandem with crude oil prices, but should, however, go down to levels that reflect crude oil prices, having factored in all costs relevant to obtaining the refined products that we buy. The major reason for this is the fact that the local industry's response to these international price variations have not been quick enough, hence the current outcry by the motoring public.
The energy minister also said a hike in fuel prices should be effected at least 2 weeks after the announcement of an increase in oil prices on the international market.
That would cut down on our huge import bill. You recognize that when we go to E15, as we go up the ladder, as more ethanol is produced, then it means we import less petrol. And internally, we generate economic activity. Not only that ethanol is used for petrol, the byproducts are used to produce electricity, to produce energy. And if Zimbabwe is to develop, we should encourage such projects.
Some fuel dealers told Studio 7 that they have not reduced the price of petrol and diesel because they are still selling carryover stocks. But Undenge noted that it only requires fuel traders a maximum of 2 weeks to finish selling their stock. Fuel dealers are currently selling diesel and petrol at an average price of $1.50 and $1.50 per liter respectively. Responding to a question on why blended fuel remained expensive, Undenge said the price reflects the cost of transporting ethanol fuel from the blending point to service stations. Some economists say they expect prices of many commodities to go down following the reduction of fuel prices. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
A long-distance transport operator, Isa Omfumi of Manicaland Province, speaks about local fuel prices with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
We welcome the decision by the minister to urge all fuel operators to reduce the price in relationship to the low price of fuel on the world market. And we want to thank the minister for that directive and to urge all the fuel operators to implement by reducing the price of fuel from what they buy, and they put a reasonable markup for for them to remain viable in business.
But as the transport operators, are you also going to reduce the fares for the commuters?
Yeah, no, we did increase the price of fuel the time when the price of fuel went up. Because here in Zimbabwe, the problem is the short, the small money. You know, we are not using our own current. So if the fuel is increased by cents, it's very difficult to increase by 20 cents or 30 cents. But we hope now with the introduction of the bond coin, we hope things are going to improve.
That was long-distance transport operator Isao Mfumi of Manicaland Province speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
Villagers facing eviction from a Mazoe farm to pave way for First Lady Grace Mugabe's projects have filed charges of contempt of court against some top government officials and Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri. Their representative, attorney Tonderai Badasara, a member lawyer of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, says they filed the charges today at the High Court. The respondents are Home Affairs Minister Kembo Mohadi, Land Minister Douglas Mombeshora, and Police Commissioner General Chihuri. Batasara tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that the respondents violated a High Court order which barred anyone from removing the villagers from Arnold Farm, also known as Manzou Farm.
We filed a court application this afternoon for contempt of court, and it's going to be served either today or tomorrow. And we also received instructions from the other residents of Arnold Farm for us to file an urgent chamber application to stop the police. You recall that last year only about 5 applicants approached the court, and we noticed that there's room for other applicants as well to then approach the court individually to seek the same relief that was sought by their colleagues.
Can you tell us what is in your court papers?
The application for contempt of court, we alleging for you to convince the court that a respondent is to be found guilty of contempt, you have to prove that there is an order in existence, which we have, that the order was served on the respondents or that it was brought to their notice or attention, which we did, and that the order has not been complied with, which they have failed. So we have managed to allege and we will be able to prove before the court all the requirements for contempt of court. And in relation to the agent chamber application, we made the allegations that it's unconstitutional what is being done. It's a violation of the applicant's rights in terms of Section 74 of the Constitution, the right not to be arbitrarily evicted, and other rights that are associated to that, you know, the right to health, clean water and shelter, and so, which are provided in the Constitution. We also averred that they are being contravened by the police, by their actions, which actions are being done without a court order.
Who are the respondents?
The Minister of Home Affairs, the Commissioner General of the Police, and the Minister of Lands and Rural Resettlement.
That was lawyer Tonderai Batasara of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu.
Following the collapse of Allied Bank yesterday, many people are wondering just how vulnerable Zimbabwe's banking sector is. Thousands of depositors, now locked out of their accounts, are also asking whether they will ever be able to get their money, and if so, when. To answer these key questions, Studio 7 reporter Ntungamili Nkomo attended to economic analyst Masimba Kuchera.
Well, basically, right now the accounts have been frozen until the process of liquidation takes place. So what is going to happen is that no one can transact with the Allied Bank. And since they've asked to be liquidated, it means the Reserve Bank and the other authorities are going to put together all the assets of the Allied Bank and sell them. And from that, they'll then try to average out how much depositors will be able to get.
At what stage will depositors be able to recoup their accounts?
Look, this process is a very complicated process. It could take close to a year, not going to be a very easy process. The people who are going to do the liquidation or the people who are going to be managing banks' liquidation are also going to be looking at who is supposed to get how much based on the allied bank has in terms of assets. But what is clear is that depositors will not get 100% of profit, because the fact that this bank has closed down means that they are not able to sustain operations. So it means that depositors, investors, and all other creditors will not be able to get 100% of their money.
And the biggest question, of course, Mr. Guchera, is just how vulnerable or how strong is our banking sector?
Well, a lot of people say this country is overbanked. By 30 September last year, 14 out of 20 banks had complied with statutory requirements. And Allied Bank was one of the six which had not complied, and it's now shut down. So it means there is a bit of vulnerability. Although the banking system is strong, there seems to be too many banks for too few depositors at the moment.
Economic analyst Masimba Kuchera on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930, 5930 and 15455 kHz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
Coming up,
Zimbabwean youths speak out on the country's economy and their future.
A first look at regional and international news.
French authorities say the two suspects in the Charlie Hebdo attack have been killed during a police raid, and a separate raid in the capital killed another gunman holding multiple hostages at a kosher supermarket. The two men, Sherif and Said Kochi, were holed up in a building north of Paris. Earlier reports indicated that a gunman was holding at least five hostages at a kosher supermarket in Paris, even as French security forces closed in on a town north of the city where the two main suspects in the Charlie Hebdo killings were holed up with another hostage.
A police official says the suspected gunman in the supermarket attack, 32-year-old Amadi Koulibaly, is believed to be the same man who shot and killed a police woman south of Paris on Thursday. Authorities are also seeking a woman described as his accomplice, Hayat Boumdien. Police sources have linked Koulibaly to Sherif and Said Kouchi, the brothers who are suspected of killing 12 people in the Charlie Hebdo attack on Wednesday. French security forces say they were in contact with the brothers before the latest developments.
A liberal Saudi blogger who was accused of insulting Islam has been flogged in public despite denunciations of the practice by the United States and rights groups. Witnesses say Raif Badawi received 50 lashes after Friday prayers as the worshippers looked on near a mosque in the Red Sea city of Jeddah. Badawi, co-founder of a website called the Liberal Saudi Network, was arrested in 2012. He was sentenced to 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes after being charged with offenses including insulting Islam. He is expected to have 20 weekly sessions of 50 whippings each until his punishment is complete. Worried over the poor state of the country's roads, opposition leader Jacob Ngarivume of the Transform Zimbabwe Party and his members have taken upon themselves to patch the potholes in some cities. Ngarivume says he does not need to seek permission from the Zimbabwe National Roads Administration or ZINARA or local councils because they are the very authorities that are failing to do their job. This week, the party patched potholes at one of the dangerous spots along the Harare-Chitungwiza Road. Studio 7 failed to get a comment from ZINARA and the Harare City Council, but yesterday, Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni wrote on his Facebook page that he had held a crisis meeting with the ZINARA board chairman Albert Mugabe at Town House over the pothole crisis. Ngarivume tells Studio 7 that because of the deplorable state of the country's roads during this rainy season, his party members around the country will do their best in repairing them.
Our roads have become deadly, and people have been going through accidents traveling on those roads. So So we took it upon ourselves as a party. I have been encouraging people as Transform Zimbabwe president to take action in their local communities to fix the roads. And that is when we decided actually to say, okay, let us get going on this program. And all our members throughout the country have been taking to the roads to make sure that we fix the roads which are not good.
Do you first seek permission from Zinara or the local councils before you start repairing these roads?
We don't at all seek permission from Zinara, because I can tell you that Zinara is a shameless ripper. If you look at what they did recently, they in fact disbursed 0.75 million against an expected amount of 15 million towards road maintenance, which is only 0.05 of the expected target. But if you look at what is coming through as far as collection of toll fees is concerned, they have so far in the last 6 months collected about 130 million. But none of that is committed to repairing the roads and fixing the roads.
That was Transform Zimbabwe President Jacob Ngarivume on the phone from Bekita with Studio 7.
For some Zimbabwean youths, 2014 was simply the worst in the past few years due to the rising number of unemployed college graduates and the continued downturn of the local economy. But some do believe that there is space for innovative young people in the country in 2015. Here's a report filed by Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo.
Some youths that graduated in revered college and university fields, such as engineering, medicine, and accounting, have been literally reduced to street scavengers. Instead of working in their specific fields, they handle dirty dollar bills as combi touts, mostly in Zimbabwe's urban areas, where it is not even easy to land such an informal job. Some even pound the streets of Harare, Gweru, Kwekwe, Mutare, Bulawayo, and other cities, buying and selling various wares, which include mobile phone units and cabbages. Mekleo Mafumo, youth president of the Zimbabwe United Nations Association, an organization that seeks to further the objective of the United Nations working directly with grassroots and school children, says these young Zimbabweans are simply stuck.
There's nothing you can do. And for you to just sit at home, it becomes a serious issue. So you have to go there in town and find something to do. It's about finding something to do. It's no longer that we have to choose that to say, when I grow up, I want to be a journalist, then actually walk into the field of being a journalist. But now you have to take whatever comes into your option.
Fidelis Chima of the Wange Human Rights Youth Forum echoes these sentiments, saying 2014 was really bad for young people in his area and doesn't see an end to their suffering as 2015 starts rolling.
We saw a number of young people failing to get meaningful jobs. Young people did not participate in national processes. They did not participate in local governance. There's nothing promising, to be very honest.
Like other Zimbabweans, he says, unemployment is causing havoc among young people in the southern African nation.
The west part of it is that one gets rich with natural resources, but unfortunately young people have resorted to urban farming, which is very illegal. Some are now poaching, which is so unfortunate again. We are saying that is a symptom of a bad governance system.
The Zimbabwe National Statistics Agency, ZIMSTATS, says the country's unemployment rate stands at almost 11%, a figure that has been dismissed as baseless by independent economic commentators and groups. They believe that the unemployment rate in Zimbabwe is hovering at around 81%. Zimbabwe National Students Union spokesman Avoid Masirawa says the government is failing young people at all levels. Masirawa, whose organization lobbies for students' affairs in the country, says it's sad to see young people working hard to increase the human capital in Zimbabwe, and yet over 4 years of struggling to pay fees, find accommodation, and pass courses, they are left to sell airtime on the streets.
High schools, special institutions, they are breeders of human capital. And without human capital, there is no economic development. So in addressing the student plight, they are also addressing the issue of economic development. In addressing the student plight, they are also addressing the development of the nation itself.
Political infighting in ZANU-PF gripped the nation towards the end of 2014 as the party held a controversial congress which saw the ousting of then Vice President Joyce Mujuru and her allies, including ministers and members of parliament, by a faction of a party said to be led by newly appointed Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. As this fighting caught the attention of the nation, Zimbabweans waited to see how the internal strife would revitalize the economy. Nothing has materialized so far, and youths are becoming too agitated, thinking that their future looks bleak. President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF party promised before the 2013 general election to create millions of jobs under a $27 billion five-year economic blueprint, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Social and Economic Transformation, or ZIMASSET. Mafumo says the solution is almost as simple as government officials hold the key to revitalizing the economy, which will in turn ultimately open up various opportunities for the country's youths. He says ruling party officials to stop fighting and concentrate on bread and butter issues.
We're yet to see what 2015 has to provide with the new government. Although it seems like there's a bit of pulling and shoving within the ruling party, which is there, but no one is looking at the serious issues that are facing the people right now.
ZANU-PF leaning political analyst Morris Ngwenya agrees that ZANU-PF spent the end of 2014 trying to put its house in order, but believes that ZIMASSET will turn around the economy.
One of the biggest reasons was the problem that was solved at the Congress, the problem of some within ZANU-PF who had a regime change agenda. They were stalling each and every effort made by President Mugabe for the programs and all the processes that he designed.
For some Zimbabweans, ZIMASSET, which became part of a satirical joke last year, signals another failed attempt by the ruling party at reviving the economy. But Ngwenya, like other proponents of the plan, says the economic blueprint is much more than the 2 million job tagline.
I must say to the young people, they should be realistic and they should not look forward to that bumper employment year. Instead, they should really consider the SMEs, they should really consider self-employment and other projects. But those are really the key issues that should be looked into.
Despite the stalled implementation of ZIMASSET and the revival of the economy, some young people did show some signs of rocking the world. There were some success stories as several Zimbabwean youths managed to maneuver through the harsh socioeconomic climate to make their mark in the country and beyond. Some were among those who participated in the prestigious Barack Obama Mandela Washington Fellowship, while others created innovative technological advances like automating the Zimbabwe Stock Exchange, utilizing social media to connect young people, running successful award-winning startup companies, earning local and international awards, and breaking barriers in education, health, and politics, all while assisting thousands of other young people in Zimbabwe. Lawyer and Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni James Bayanai, who is the director of the Zimbabwe Youth Development Fund, says there's a lot of potential among Zimbabwean youths. Bayanai, who says he never fails to recognize the plight that young people in Zimbabwe face, has a conviction that youth in the country are facing a unique situation.
Yes, of course, they are out of college and there are no jobs, but they must try to be innovative. It's not about getting a job. Of course, we need jobs to survive, of course, but if there are no jobs or if there are a lot of people in the labor market competing for jobs, which means now to make it to be accepted now under such circumstances, you just have to be innovative.
Bayanai adds young people in Zimbabwe can make it, but there is need for everyone, including young people, to make those moves to assist each other.
Of course, there are challenges along the way, but for me, if you come up with an innovative idea, because innovation is what we are lacking, you know, and once you become innovative, then you are exceptional and you get support. And also you'll create employment even for other young people.
Though there's a lot of pessimism among Zimbabwean youths about their future, others feel they can overcome several challenges through being innovative. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, D.C., this is Tatenda Gumbo.
And now an editorial reflecting the views of the American government.
The International Labor Organization, or ILO, estimates that about 21 million people around the world are kept in slavery by those who would shamelessly profit from exploiting men, women, and children for labor and sex. In May, the ILO released a report estimating that the victimization of persons as modern-day slaves annually generates $150 billion in profits for the private global economy. The fact is that slavery occurs in every community, in every country, across the globe, including the United States. These victims face a cruelty that has no place in a civilized world, said President Barack Obama in a written statement. It is a crime that can take many forms, and one that tears at our social fabric, debases our common humanity, and violates what we stand for as a country and a people. Modern slavery is a crime that thrives in the shadows. In order to shine a spotlight on this scourge and to encourage governments, businesses, and private citizens to learn about human trafficking so that they may recognize it, President Barack Obama declared January 2015 to be National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Every citizen can take action by speaking up and insisting that the clothes they wear, the food they eat, and the products they buy are made free of forced labor. Businesses and nonprofit leaders can ensure their supply chains do not exploit individuals in bondage. And the United States government will continue to address the underlying forces that push so many into conditions of modern-day slavery in the first place, wrote President Obama. During National Slavery and Human Trafficking Prevention Month, we stand with the survivors, advocates, and organizations dedicated to building a world where our people and our children are not for sale. Together, let us recommit to a society where our sense of justice tells us that we are our brothers and sisters' keepers, where every person can forge a life equal to their talents and worthy of their dreams.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A United States couple has taken to Zimbabwean music as if it's their own. Tune in tomorrow for more details.
I just have to say it's something that, to me, speaks to the heart, you know. It moves me on a lot of different levels, emotionally, physically. You can dance, you can be quiet, you can think, you can get rowdy, you can stomp, you can drink, whatever. It's very human music.
There's something about the utter sincerity of the music. You know, you turn on the radio, it's hard to find music that feels so authentic.
On the Women's Forum tomorrow, we speak to Lillian Chorua, a lawyer who has started a trust to help raise money for Zimbabwe's quadruplets born 7 months ago and are still stuck at a Harare hospital due to lack of accommodation.
So what I've done basically for now is I've registered a trust for them. The trust that we formed is called the Quadruplets Trust Club of Zimbabwe, which will benefit other quads as well in trying to fundraise for accommodation for the quads. So at the moment, our utmost urgency is in acquiring a conducive place of residence for the parents and the babies.
Don't miss this interview tomorrow on Studio 7. Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. when our hosts will be talking with listeners about issues of their choice.
Please, to join the conversation, text us at 001-202-465-0318 so we can call you back from our studios.
And now to recap today's top stories.
The government has ordered fuel traders to reduce the price of fuel, citing a drop of oil prices on the international market.
Villagers are facing eviction from a Mazoe farm to pave way for First Lady Grace Mugabe's projects have filed charges of contempt of court against some top government officials and Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri.
And the shutdown of a local bank worries Zimbabweans.
That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Jonga Kandemiri in Washington, D.C.
And this is Ndimiyake Mokalieli in Washington, wishing you a very good evening and a very great weekend ahead.
Siyabonga jonga elondimi amachono bakwethu yikudibana emsakazweni we Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhlaka 9 ngozibandlela 2015. Siletulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo nguNtungameli Nkomo.
Lo sithandekile Mhlanga.
Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Yini ngithi kwazi ukuphela zwelo ukuthi ethiwe zwelo imessage uPresident wezina kuphela.
Uhulumende uthembisa izisebenzi zakhe zonke ukuthi zizaphiwa iholo lebonus. Lokhu kungamisa nawo ukukhalala umsebenzi obekukhangelele.
Umphathintambo obona ngezamandla kagetsi lamafutha ezimota ulaya abathengisa amafutha la ukuthi behlise intengo kuqala ngolwesithathu ngeviki ezayo.
Abantu abathathu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabokholo lwesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo ababulala intatheli zindaba ezilitshumi lambili kwele France bagonjolozelwe ngamapholisa badutshulwe bafanga.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela.
Umphathintambo wezemali umnumzana Patrick Chinamasa uthi izisebenzi zakhe zonke zizathola iholo elengezelelweyo elebonus kusiyaphela inyanga yonale. UChinamasa wazise ukuba ukungabhatali iholo ngesikhathi njengokuthembisa kwahulumende kubangelwe yikungami kuhle komnotho welizwe. Amatitshala laba kubutho lesipolisa abaphiwe iholo ngeviki edluleyo okubangele ukuthi ezinye izisebenzi zakhe ikakhulu abongi labongikazi bethembise ukuthi nxa bengatholanga ibonus lamhla bazakhalala umsebenzi ngomvulo. Sikhuluma nje abongi labongikazi sebekhalele umsebenzi ngokusebenza kancane esibhedlela sePhirirenya Thwale Harare Central, iGhost Law ngesilungu kusukela ngolwesithathu. Kodwa umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Nurses Association, izina esigabeni seMathabeleland South, umnumzana Morgan Dube uthi umbiko abawuthole kunkokheli eseHarare ngethi akusela kutshengisela okuzenziwa ngoba uhulumende esethembise ukubapha imali yebonus.
Ukuthi kufika umvulo akula strike le abalise emsebenzini.
Umnumzana Morgan Dube ngumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Nurses Association, izina esigabeni seMathabeleland South. Ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande we Studio 7 eseGwanda.
Abantu abathathu abacatshangelwa ukuthi ngabokholo lwesimoslem abedlulisa amalawulo ababulale intatheli zindaba ezilitshumi lambili kwele France ngolwesithathu bagonjolozelwe ngamapholisa badutshulwa bafa namuhla. Ababili abayizelamani ezidabuka kwele Algeria bathumbe umuntu oyedwa kwenye inkampani kodwa ntambama bazama ukuphuma kulinkampani basebedutshulwa ngamapholisa. Omunye layo ocatshangelwa ukuthi obesebenza lababili laba onsundu ongakaziwa ukuthi udabuka ngaphi ubethumbe abantu abambalwa kwesinye isitolo kodwa ungenelwe ngamapholisa ambulala wafa kanye labanye ekade ebathumbile abane. Amapolisa athi adinga omunye ontombazana omhlophe ocatshangelwa ukuthi wayesebenzelana lalaba asebebulewe.
Umphathintambo wezamandla umnumzana Samuel Untenge osexwayise abathengisa amafutha ezimoto ukuthi behlise intengo yawo kusukela ngolwesithathu ivikezayo ngoba intengo yamafutha isiyehlile kakhulu emkambo yomhlaba jikelele. Utshele intatheli izindaba lamhla eHarare ukuthi intengo yamafutha nxa izakhuphuka kumele kwenziwe ngemva kwamaviki amabili. Kodwa abanye abachayeli bezimoto ezithwala uzulu bathi kabasoze behlise imbadalo ngoba intengo yenye impahla abayisebenzisayo ingehlanga.
Kulandela ukuvalwa kwe-Allied Bank izolo, abantu abaningi kade belamabhuku kuleli bhanga bakhathazekile kakhulu ngokuthi bazayithola yini imali yabo njalo nini. Leli bhanga belingele siphathamandla seZanu PF umnumzana Obedi Mpofu njalo livalwe ngoba belingasela mali eneleyo yokuqhuba inhlelo zalo. Omunye umbuzo okhona ngothi kambe wona amabhanga elizwe aqine okungakanani ngokomakomomo wezenotho. Ukuphendula limbuzo siqhume ingcwethi yehlaziya ezenotho umnumzana Masimba Kuchera.
Ozenza la ukuthi ibank leli sebeza hlela konke okungaba khona uma assets awe Allied Bank uthengiswe bese bebona ukuthi abantu abalezimali ku Allied Bank bengaba ngama depositors bengaba ngama investors bengaba yilabo abanjenge City Council umbe izisa ukuthi bengabhadalwa njalo kodwa okusobala ukuthi bonke abantu abavele ama accounts ku Allied Bank abakwanisa ukuthi bazuze izimali zabo zonke. Kungenzakala sibile ukuthi umoye owayele $1,000 ezuze $80 kumbe $60 nxa into sesithengisiwe ngoba uvala webhenki ukuthi ukuthi abala mali ukuthi liqhubekele lisebenza ngendlela okumele lisebenze ngayo.
Ukungathatha isikhathi esingakanani ukubana ibhanga leli lidilizwe kuphele konke abantu babuyiselwe izimali zabo?
Akubaqaci ukuthi uhlela lokhu uzaqala nini kodwa ungathatha isikhathi eside sibili ngoba abazadiliza ibhenki lele sokumele bakhangele ukuthi yibaphi abantu abalezimali okumele bazithole njenxa into sesingisiwe. Ungathatha sibili isikhathi esiningi, ungathatha umnyaka kumbe inyanga ezithize ukuthi konke lokhu ubonakale ukuthi ungahamba njani.
Omunye umbuzo omkhulu mnumzana Kuchera ngokuthi wona amabhanga elizweni aqine kangakanani, singabona yini amanye elandela i-Allied Bank?
Kungenzakala sibili ngoba mhlaka 30 September ngomunyaka ophelileyo i-RBZ ibisithi yona bekunamabhenki ayisithupha abe udubo sibili elokuthi amabhenki lawo abengenamali efunakalayo ukuthi asebenze ngendlela okumele asebenze ngawo. So kukhanya njengani Allied Bank ibikhona kumabhenki ayisithupha lawa akudubo, abanye angikhona kukhanya njengani basadinga izimali. So kungenzakala ukuthi bengafela izimali bengafala futhi njenge-Allied Bank.
Umnumzana Masimba Kuchera yingcwethi kwezenotho sixoxelaye eseHarare.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku internethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso yakwele Melika iphathisa uzulu ngoncedo lokudla ithi yaqhubeka ngohlelo lwayo lokupha abesifazana labantwana ukudla ezigabeni zeMathebeleni North leSouth ezivame ukubhekana lendlala. Unothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Uhlangothi lolu olwe United States Agency for International Development, USAID, luphathisa abantu phose inkulungwane ezilitshumi lasikhombisa i-17,000 ngaphansi kohlelo olibizwa ngokuthi amalima ezabelweni zemandebeleni. Uhlelo lolu luphathisa abesifazane abamunyisayo kanye labantwana abancane ukubapha ukudla kanye lokubaphathisa ngendlela ezitshiyeneyo zokuziphilisa ezigoqela ukulima engadini zokuthelela. Kumbiko okhutshwe ngumsekeli kamqondisi we-USAID, unkosikazi Suzanne Truchard uthi bayaqhubeka lonyaka ngalolu hlelo lapho asebenike ukudla oyisilinganiso esiyi 220 metric tons okunikwa besifazana labantwana kusetshenziswa amakliniki yangamachumi amahlanu lesithupha kuzigaba lezi ezimbili. Uthi uhlelo lolu lwe-amalima lugcwalise konke obelujonge ukukwenza ngomnyaka walo wakuqala. Unkosikazi Major Gatsheni oyeGwanda okulolu hlelo uthi impilo zabo sezaguquka ngoba eminyakeni edluleyo kuthi ngesikhathi sokulima kungasela kudla ngitsho abantu sebemelele isivuno laso esingabasindawo ngenxa yokusilela kwezulu. Uthi kuqakathekile ukuthi omama abazithweleyo kanye labamunyisayo bathole inhlobonhlobo zokudla ezijiyeneyo ezakha umzimba ukuze bakhule beqinile.
Iyasiphathisa. Ekusiphathiseni kwethu iyasiphathisa esitshebeni lokuzuza imbida sinika abantwana abancinyane njalo luyaphakamisa isigaba sethu. Sibona sizancedisakancedisakaylasibili kakhulu.
Ukuthola ukudla okwakha umzimba uthi kuqakathekile ikakhulu kulezi insuku lapho zokule mikhuhlane eminenginengi. Uthi ukuwa kwenotho yelizwe sokwaletha indlala emakhaya okutsho ukuthi kunzima ukuthi insane kumbe omama abazithweleyo bathole ukudla okufanele isimo sabo okwakuvele kusenziwa ekadeni.
Sifica sibili kulo ncedo lunye olukhulu olumangalisayo engadini. Khathesi silimile, sile ichomolia, sile ripe, sile onion, sile spinach. Okunyaka sikakuhlanyile. Njalo engadini yethu kulezihlahla amafruthu. Amafruthu lana azasincedisani ekudleni njengoba imizimba eyakulezi nsuku ifuna amafruthu.
Ngaphandle kokupha omama labantwana ukudla, i-USAID iphathisa uZulu weGwanda, iBulilima, iMangwe, leTsholotsho ngokubapha ulwazi lokulima engadini zokuthelela, ukwakha amadamu kanye lokufaka amanzi lezambuzi emakliniki lezikolo. Umnumzana Albert Nkomo owenkhwadi eGwanda uthi ulwazi abalutholayo ukulungisa idamu labo bazasala lalo baphathise labo abanye abantu abangabe bedinga ukulungisa amadamu asegcwala ithebethebe. Uthi lolu hlelo luhle ngoba lubakhangezi kuphela kodwa luyabahlomisa ngolwazi oluletha impilo.
Njalo esikunandelela ulwazi esesinalo solulukhulu kakhulu ngoba sasingakwazi khona ukuthi amatshe la amele ukuthi nxa senza istone pitching swajayi angesiqale sarhamba. So now sesilakho ukuzenzela singaphiwa singaholiswa sesizenzela njengezakhamizi sesifundile.
I-USAID kuhlelo lolu lwe-amalima isebenza lenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa ezigoqela iDabane Trust, i-Organization of Rural Associations for Progress, i-ORAP, i-Africa, Lemanov Group. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo, ngingunothando Sibanda.
Ikhansili yedolobho leHarare yazise izolo ukuthi izavala amanzi okwensuku ezintathu ezilandelayo kusukela lamhlanje aze ayevulwa ngesonto. Umqondisi obona ngohlangothi lwezempilakahle kumunicipala umnumzana Prosper Chonzi uthi benza lokhu okunika omanjinela isikhathi sokuthi balungisise imitshina empompa amanzi esitishini seJeffrey Moto Waterworks. Loba kunjalo inengi lezakhamizi zeHarare likhala ngokuthi lesi saziso kasincedi ngalutho ngoba eminye imizi ihlala ivalelwe amanzi isikhathi sonke ikakhulu emavuku lapho izakhamizi ezithi zagcina ukubona amanzi aphuma empompini zingakayi kukhefu lekhisimusi. Udubo lwamanzi kalukho edolobheni leHarare kuphela kodwa lusabalele emadolobheni wonke elizwe. Kobulawayo lonyaka lunganeno, kutsho unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Ndlovu Pepe owenhlanganiso yezakhamizi eBulawayo Residents Association.
Engingakusho khathesi ukuthi khona umumo wamanzi ulokhu ufana nje njengamakhulu eminyaka esayidlulayo. Uhulumende waleso sikhathi esathi yena iBulawayo kumele ithole iMathebelele Nzambezi Water Project. Kusanjalo lakhathesi ngoba amadamu kawakangezelelwa. Ngakho ke amanzi sisawadinga ngoba abantu lokhu besiba baningi kodwa amadamu amanzi malutshwane. Ngingatsho nje ukuthi khona khathesi sokungcono ukwedlula iminyaka emibili edluleyo lapho ukhansela kade evala khona amanzi ngoba amanzi besemalutshwane emadamu. Kodwa umumo lokho umubi ngoba amanzi ethu lokho engahlamzekanga lokho sitshelwa njalo ukuthi khona sizavalelwa amanzi nxa singabhadalanga njalo lokuthi khona kuzabiswa lokho okuthiwa ngama prepaid water meters kumuntu ongumama lokho kuyamzimela ngoba nguye umuntu okhangela umuzi nguye ogcina abagulayo nguye okhala abantwana abasanda ukuzalwa nguye njalo mele abone imuli yakhe igezi lihlamlukile kuphekiwe ngalawo manzi nxa engekho nguye okumele ahambe esiboraneni labantu abangamankazana abayibo abakhangela umuzi bamake sure ukuthi amanzi akhona endlini. Ngakho ke nxa uhulumende lo council bengenelisi ukuthi khona amanzi afinyelele emizini yabantu kumbe bekwenza kube nzima kumbe kubadurele ukuthi amanzi afike emizini yabo kutsho ukuthi umuntu ongumama ngiyozadubeka kakhulu.
Unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Ndlovu Pepe ngowenhlanganiso yezakhamizi zakoBulawayo, iBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Inhlanganiso ezilwela ilungelo loluntu wele South Africa ezikomanyano weSolidarity Peace Trust zithi zilokhu ziqhubekela phambili ngokuncedisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala kwele South Africa ezingenelisanga ukuthola amaphepha okuhlala kulelo lizwe ngokusemthethweni njengalokho okwenziwa ngabanye kuhlelo olugqitshwe kupheleni kwenyanga edluleyo. Isiphathamandla seyinye yalezinhlanganiso unkosikazi Pretty Mnyandi we-Action Support Center usichasisela okuningi ngemizamo yabo.
Besiba nama-meeting stakeholders ne-home affairs to try ukuthi uma kunama-challenges kunalaba manje abaningi uthole ukuthi ba-apply le last time. Mara manje mabe tibaya lan AVCS or Google internet because we have to do it through internet. But told amagama abo awekho with COMSA and other organization which okay now let's collect amagama alabo abantu abangekho ku database right now. Sikwazi ukuthumela ku Home Affairs. But we're still waiting for a feedback. Mara I'm not sure why manje because we haven't had a meeting manje for a while. I think we're going to have one this year. So sisazobona manje ukuthi bangaki abakhonileyo uku-apply after 31st labo aba 295,000 I think aba-applya ngo-2010. Batholile ama-receipts abaningi bakhona abanye abakwazanga ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi baphumelele uku-apply because amagama abo awekho ku-system. Khona abanye abangakwazanga ukuthi bakwazi ukuthi ba-apply online ngoba naleyo ma technicalities amancane way I think Home Affairs may translate database to this VCF offices. I think kube nama inkinga ze spelling amagama or something like that. Mara ngithemba ukuthi maybe Home Affairs izo address le issue sometime this year. I'm not sure what they're going to say to be honest with you right now. But ngiyazi ukuthi kukhona abantu abahlulekileyo which aba-apply last year bangakwazanga ukuthi ba-apply online manje ngoba amagama aba-appear for some reason. Mara abaningi bakhona abanye njalo aba-applyileyo who are waiting for ama-permits abezinto ezihambe kahle. So right now we still not sure kungitshenywari ukuthi bangaki-ke abakhonile ukuthi 31st makafika sebe ama-application abe-engene through ku-Home Affairs.
Lenelisile ukuthi libachasisele izizalwane zeZimbabwe ukuthi uhlelo lolu luqhubeka njani?
Yes, we senzile okusemandleni ethu as organizations, as stakeholders, sibana ama-meeting and then ku-social media futhi befake information. Kwaba nama-meeting abeka abizwa ngaphandle as stakeholders to invite people to sibanikeze more information. Kula ma-stakeholders amaningi now as organization akade be-assista even abantu to apply online. And that's why sikwazi nokuthola amagama kulabo aba-applyayo bebe nenkinga. And we also take that information, whatever my challenges that they were told, to go forward, they go on my Facebook, okay, kunenkinga kanje kanje kanje, bayozame nabo ukuthola a solution. And during that time, ngikhona way, like, it's cutting told ukuthi mabe apply abantu, I think it's well loaded too much, or mabe phone kungakwazi ukuthi bangene through. As abantu be reporter kithi kusitshela ukuthi okay kukanje kukanje masifona these are challenges esiwafezayo, what we do, we take those complaints siwahambise ke ku Home Affairs and the office of VCF, and then by every time they will improve our system yabo based on the information abayithola kithi esithola nathi ku umphakathi lo weZimbabwe ube ubusy ngama applications.
Lo ngukwasikazi Pretty Mnyando, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu kwele South Africa, e-Action Support Center, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ese-Johannesburg khonale e-South Africa.
Ku-Live Talk lamhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba uxolo, ku-Live Talk lamhlanje silipha ithuba lokuthi likhulume ngelilakho enhliziyweni zenu lelifuna ukuthi silethulele khona emsakazweni.
Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze selithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo.
Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela ukulondolozwa kwamalungelo oluntu kwele Syria, iSyrian Observatory for Human Rights, ithi kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezimbili abafe emajele akwele Syria bebulawa ikuhlukuluzwa.
Inani labaswela imisebenzi kwele Melika lehlile nxa liqathaniswa nanyake enye.
Iti waza, waza Friday, my darling. Waza Friday, umsebenzi ubhokile.
Kuwaza Friday lamhlanje si lomculi omdumo kamaskandi uThabani Sibanda leqembu lakhe elizibiza abafana bakagodlwayo. Bonake baphethe idlalate labo elitsha elithi Mbulali Unesono.
Uthabani Sibanda uthotshulwe yingwe kogodlwayo eFelabusi, kanti ke akumangalisi kungani ekhethe ukuthi iqembu lakhe igama elithi abafana bakagodlwayo. Lesizwa ibumbele iqembu isaseZimbabwe lanyamalala okwesikhatshana ekubuyeni kwakhe eGoli ngo-2004. Libuye latshaya umasivelela ngo-2014, lahlele lithula idlalade lakhe lakuqala elithi Mbulali Unesono. Phakathi kwengoma ezikule dlalade ikhona ehaya okamqabuko ngendima edlalayo ekukhululeni ilizwe leZimbabwe. Uthabani uthi umehluko weqembu lakhe labanye omasikhandi yikuthi ezawo iziginci ziyakhuluma.
Thina isiginci siyazitshayela, isiginci sitshaywa ngumdumisa inkala. Ma ngasiphatha nje isiginci nje ngemzuzu emibili nje ingoma ivele ifike ibe sesiyenzile. Siyakhangela nje umumo esiphila kuwo ngalesi sikhathi bese siyikompoza ingoma kusithatha isikhathi, asilindi mabhubhu.
Yiningi le ngoma ezikule dlalade ngezihayayo, kanti ke lezokholo zikhona. utabana uti njongo zengoma zabo ikulondoloza amasiko lolimi lwesiNdebele. Kule yona ethi Mbulali uti baduduza izingane ezilabazali ababulawa ngezizathu ezijeneyo. Ezo ukula lezi, utabanu kale kutahala esahlabela imbube embembesi primary school. Utinga ufuna uguzwa mkulu kama skandi achi o ugufanisa, tenga lelizalate labo eliti Mbulali unesono.
Sihambe studio esikhulu kakhulu la eSouth Africa sadinga uproducer odumle uboneni Magubane owakwaZulu olamaqembu kanye lecompany sazi uproducer abaculi bakwaMaskandi abadumle abanjengabo Filthy Square leli CD limumethe umlayezo omkhulu kakhulu njalo lensimbi zakhona lama voice konke kuhlangene
uthi amaphupho abo njengeqembu ukuthi ngelinye ilanga umculo wabo ube ngeminya leyo ehlonishwayo eAfrica jikelele. Ngimele Studio 7 eJohannesburg le South Africa, ngingu Benedict Mhlapo.
Sebufanele sembonge uNkonga nyongolo wenu. Sebufanele sembonge uMqabuko. Wale tjutjule zwenu. Waleti nkulu lebo waleti ubambaniswe umqabuko sekufanele simbongene sonke umfoka nyongolo wenu
Joshua Nkomo qabuko anyongolo aramatase lathela zimbuke sikhumbese hlula bethuki bageza ngochako abanye begeza ngamanzi unze nsundu yabe nsundu qali wesiziba saseRhodesia unze amaNdebele eyakhupha abamhlophe esizibeni zabhula ukudela inkabi zasidunga bhulugwe lendoda eyodwa elikhoka lijumi lamadoda ijubela imhlophe elakha isidleke wahlala imkhumbazana wena owembu umgodi wangawuhlala owavula impundla wasinela izigxawu wacitha umlilo wasentumbane ehlahleni manzi abanye bewubhula ngelomileyo unangunanguya namhlazana kungayisuye ukunyuka bemphethe obulawayo bamdinga phansi laphezulu kanti usemjize wonkonjane wayezizweni umahamba yedwa ethembintonga yakhe abanye behamba namabutho beqahle nenganunu ama-AK-47 umdala wethu umafukufu unyongolo umqabuko ulinda owembabasala benqinda undunankulu wezikrafosi owathumela
amaphuzu. Ye bahlabela kamnandi abafana bakogodlwayo. Sikhangele incwadi elisithumela zonake linabalaleli ngeWhatsApp. Siqale ngencwadi kaNkanyezi Ndebele oloba esePlumtree yena othi, salibonani basakazi beStudio 7 linjani lonke, hayi siyaphila emlaleli. Ngiyalibonga ngomsebenzi wenu omuhle eliwenzayo malanga wonke. Liqhubeke lisazisa ngokwenzakala eZimbabwe ngoba sesithwele nzima sidla ingqoqwe zomlomo. Ngithanda ukubingelela abakomama komoyo bakithi abakoNdebele uWillion Qoko Macala, uLova Makhanika kanye labafowethu khona le eKhezi. Ngiyalithanda lonke ngithi iqinani ngokulima.
Omunye ke ongafunanga kuzivetha ngegama uthi indaba izenzakala ngapha eJombe zibuhlungu kakhulu, abafana bayalo abayaqamulana izinyawo begamulana amakhanda. Ngikhuluma kanje, abanye ababili besigabeni seMachabeleni ubhuti lomna wakhe basesibhedlela seParirenyatha Hospital eHarare, omunye waqanyulwa inyawo, omunye wachaywa ikhanda lacezuka. Omunye lomkakhe baseKhwekhwe General bachaywa ngabafana besigabeni seManje ngemva kokuxabana abakwenza ngeChristmas babangelana ebusuku belele. Batshaya njalo logogo ongaba le minyaka engu-70 to 80 khonapho. Kodwa kudanisayo kakhulu ukuthi amapholisa eJombe akula action abayenzayo ukuthi bebambe izigilamkhuba lezo. Hhayi ke ngumbono womlaleli lowo. T Thina ke silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga.
Lo ntuka milinkomo silichiya ku Studio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.